For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, my first two sentences will have exclamation points after them, Anthony. Joseph is coming to Shays.
Well, you can make anything a musical with an exclamation point, can't you? Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat by Andrew Lloyd Webber, which is beloved of college campuses all over the country and has had a couple of national tours. Here it comes again, and people just can't seem to get enough of either Andrew Lloyd Webber or that show back here in Buffalo at Shays starting Tuesday for a week.
And Buffalo is the, whatever you want to call it, the 12th man in a play that's been extended, Over the Tavern, all about growing up in Buffalo in the 1950s.
Tom Dudzik's play with Ellen Horst, his sister Clarissa, yes, the Cavanoki, proudly announces the extension of their run.
Now, I went out to the Park School to see six dance lessons in 6 weeks, and it's true, everyone's been talking about actress Anne Gailey, and she's phenomenal. But what surprised me after seeing the play, there are two people on the stage and only two, and Greg Jurich, who plays the dance instructor, I thought was phenomenal. I told him at the talkback afterwards, he reminded me of Robin Williams at his best. He's very, very good.
He is very good, yes. And of course, there is no Costello without Abbott. There is no Gracie without George. And though the play is centered on Anne Gailey's character, Lily, she is entirely dependent upon the excellence of the actor with whom she shares the stage, and Greg Jurich is certainly up to the task, and they make a very engaging combination in six dance lessons in 6 weeks, in which she plays a widow who, to fight the boredom, hires a teacher to come give her dance lessons in her home.
And making it more interesting, she is the widow of a Baptist minister, and of course he's a displaced New York City chorus guy.
Yeah, do the math. Right, right.
It's a rom-com in that it gets off to a rocky start, but things get much smoother towards the end. Well, that's kind of far-flung from the theater district out there at the Park School. Also a little far-flung from downtown is the Adam Mickiewicz Theater, but you found your way.
Well, I go there always because that's the home space of Torn Space Theater Company. They're at the old Polish Club on Fillmore, and their production of Frank Wedekind's Lulu, where Megan Callahan has directed her vision with a great deal of video, making the connection between Lulu and Kirkland's famous photographs of Marilyn Monroe nude on a bed, and heavy use of video by Brian Milbrand, very effective use. Now, I guess you could tell already from what I've said, this is an avant-garde theater company. And I enjoyed this particularly and thought it was among the best of what I've seen there. Narrative for them to link their themes onto, which makes this very navigable as you're thinking about the issues covered in Lulu. A clip I did not see, but one I thought of throughout, was when Gloria Steinem was asked about Miley Cyrus and about, is Miley Cyrus setting the women's movement backward? And Gloria Steinem's comment was, we cannot blame Miley Cyrus for the culture. She simply has to navigate it as best she can. And she reminded us that in every state, it's the Miss America pageant that is the foremost giver of scholarships for women. She said, this is the culture in which we live. We cannot blame the women who are part of this culture for that reality. And the story of Lulu reminds us of this very, very much. This is the story that ends with Jack the Ripper as things get worse and worse and worse for this character. It's a very thought-provoking production, visually arresting production over there at Torn Space.
So a somewhat dark topic, Lulu, and the same with All Quiet on the Western Front over at New Phoenix Theater on Johnson Park.
This seems to be our week of very dark theater, doesn't it? All Quiet on the Western Front is based on the World War I novel about a group of German school friends who all enlist together at the urging of their schoolmaster. And this is a play without heroes. This is a play without heroics of any kind. The play is devised by Robert Waterhouse, who's very interested in World War I. He has done a beautiful job with his script, and a terrific central performance by Jeff Pichter as Paul, the narrative figure, with elegant use of puppets by Michelle Costa and projections of World War I, which are very, very powerful. On the surface, a play about World War I might seem like a difficult sell, but it is told with such power and such grace that it is a riveting experience to see this production of All Quiet on the Western Front with a very strong ensemble cast.
Well, throughout the weeks, we've given you a number of good suggestions. And if you haven't gone yet, closing this weekend are...
Well, hello again at the American Repertory Theater and the Grapes of Wrath at Subversive Theater Collective.
There you have it. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.